go for Sheldon.
Hey, Sheldon, it's Kobe.
Hey, Kobe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I was just about to text to you. I'm good. I was just about to text you about our scheduled call. So, okay. Cool. I was just confirming if you were available, and I'm glad you called. So that's good.
Yes. Yes.
So today we are locked in for, let me open the, so we're logged in for chapter one. We're going to talk about that, okay?
Okay.
There's going to be a first session, and after this, from next week, you'll be getting a draft relative to the session within every 5 to 7 days, business days, okay? And once you get a draft and you give me a feedback on it, we'll hold this session for the next chapter, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So we start with, do you have any questions?
So I was thinking about a title.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about the leap of faith.
The leap of faith. That sounds good. But let me confirm something first.
Okay.
Because the thing is, leap of faith. Look, because you don't want to clash with a different, like a similar book with that name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's something very important you
okay.
have to look at whenever you're deciding on names.
Okay.
So leap of faith. Leap of faith, we have a list of finding love in a modern way. Yeah, we have a romance book called Leap of Faith. So,
Okay.
We'll keep this. We'll keep this as an option. We'll keep this as, and I'll research how much Leap of Faith is, you know, out there. If it's not really
okay.
out there, it's not popular enough, we can use that. If it's popular, then your book's just going to be overrun by that name. So that's why we might not recommend it.
Okay.
But let's see.
Okay, yeah, and we could always find a different one.
Yeah. But it's a good name. It's a good name. What? Any other questions before we start?
Let's do it.
Cool. So, first, that is starting over. We have Returning to Texas as Chapter 1. I was 22 when it happened, coming back from Virginia to Texas. A flashback to what happened in Virginia, which led to you coming back and went to enroll back in school. Okay? So let's start off with what were you thinking when you were coming back from Virginia to Texas?
I felt like it was the last 4 years of my life was a waste of time, because now, like, here I am, like I said, I'm starting over. I blew it all because, like, my so-called best friend was sleeping with the person that I was with, and I lost my head, and I shouldn't let it get to me. And now, like, I let him kind of, like, I kind of feel like I let that one moment define my entire future. So, like, now here I am, starting back at square one, not really knowing where I'm going to go,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay. I end up moving in with one of my cousins, in which she had had a foreclosure notice, and so we had to end up moving within, like, at like 3 or 4 days when I got home,
mm-hmm.
the entire house. So, and then just kind of like how I'm going to get this going for school. Like I think I went to San Jacinto College, and I had to go up there, find out how to register. Like I had to take my intake exams. And everything like that, trying to find out where I'm going to work at to support myself in between.
Mm-hmm. So why specifically Texas?
That was home.
That was
home for me.
So
yeah.
Texas was where you were raised and where your family was at.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So who, like, you went back to your parents' place?
I went to a cousin's house.
You went to a cousin's house. Okay.
Yeah.
And
stayed there for about, like, 2 weeks.
I see.
And then I'm going to another cousin's house after that.
Why couldn't you, given that that's your hometown, why couldn't you go to your parents, if I may ask?
Well, my mom, she had a one-bedroom apartment. My dad stayed in Louisiana with his wife.
Okay.
And my plan was to try to register for school in Texas. That was my plan.
Okay. So, this is you coming towards Texas. What were the events that led? Let's talk in detail about the events. Like, what did you used to do in Virginia? Like, generally, what were you doing?
I was in the Navy. So I was working aboard. It was a ship called, it was my second ship called the USS Nashville, first co-ed ship.
Mm-hmm.
And they were decommissioning it. But I did like a lot of all sorts of things, such as like so we would cook for like 1,500 people on board or more. I would run. I was a watch captain, so like that, which means like I was a supervisor over some people.
Mm-hmm.
I kept up with like inventory, stuff like that.
And what exactly happened that led to you being let go, or what happened that you had to quit that?
So what happened was, my best friend at the time, no longer friends or whatever, but he was sleeping with my girlfriend. We had been with for like 2 years, well, I guess, fiance, I guess, was sleeping with her, and came on board, and I was, I lost my head. I pulled a gun out on him, and it kind of got crazy, so fortunately, like, basically the military police, they came, talked to me, stuff like that, and I was able to take my stuff home, and so that was fine, but 2 days later, and I kind of thought it was just over, behind, like, 2 days later, another set of military police came to me to ask to search my car, and I was moving out. I moved out from where I was living with my girlfriend or whatever, and I had everything in my car, including my gun. Well, they found my gun, and since my gun was on base, which was illegal at that time, I ended up having to, get separated from the military.
I see. That is awful.
Yeah.
So it all came down to an honest mistake.
It did. That's really what it came down to. Because I didn't harm nobody. I didn't do anything like that. Thought about it, of course, but it just wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I moved out from staying with her, or from we were living together, and I left, and I had all my stuff in my car, and they searched my car. There was my gun.
I see. And how, when did you start, your journey being in the Navy?
My journey in the Navy started because I didn't really know what I wanted to do after I was graduating high school, because I graduated high school in Alabama. That's where my dad was in Alabama. Oh, no, this time he stayed in Louisiana, but I stayed with him for like a year, mm-hmm. and I graduated from Alabama, and I really didn't know what I wanted to do, but I know I didn't, at the time, I know I didn't want to go to school, and I know I didn't want just to work like a regular, just a regular job, like, you know, mm-hmm. being at McDonald's or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what, let me try the military thing out and travel and, you know, see some stuff, which helped me out a lot.
Yeah. I see. So you kind of went to Navy on a whim.
I did go on a whim. It was either go home and go back to a terrible environment,
mm-hmm.
or go to the military and try something else. I mean, I could have went to school, but at the time I was not going to school. Like that wasn't even in the cards for me. I had just, you know, been 13 years, and I was like, I can't do this again. So.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
So I ended up going to the military.
I see. So you basically, if we are to sum it up, the reason why you had to go back from Virginia, Texas, was because you had to move out because of what your fiance and best friend did. And during that process, you had a gun on you, which was caught. Although it was a mistake, the military didn't to actually, you know, give you the benefit of the doubt, and you let go.
Right.
Okay. I completely understand. And when you went to enroll back into school, which program did you start?
I started off in the biology. I want to say it was a biology program. It was a Associate of Science.
Associate of Science.
Associate of Science in Biology.
That's cool. We can add that.
Like my goal, because I was like, well, you know, I don't really know what I want to do. I was like, but if I try to go, I went like kind of the pre-med route, because I figured I was like, if I go pre-med, like, you know, maybe I can get to be a doctor and mm-hmm. see what happens. But like, you know, if all else failed, I would have a weighted degree, not like a. I got other friends that have other degrees, and it's like, what are you like a music degree, and it's like, what are you gonna do with that? He doesn't even know.
Yeah, I got it. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh yeah, one important thing. What made you want to be a doctor? Why did you apply to that specific program?
So I wanted to be a doctor because I wanted to do research in cancer, and I was going down the radiography field, and I thought that was the most interesting field, in my opinion, like, because you can help catch different cancers, you can help look for pneumonia. It wasn't completely, like, hands-on. Like, I didn't want to do, like, major surgeries or,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't into like OBGYN or family medicine. I was like radiography was the path that I was like sold on.
Nice.
I had a mentor at the time. Mm-hmm. He was also a radiologist, and So I would intern with him a lot. But I think there was one individual I met at a golf course that I was working at, told me that, I was like, what are you doing? They was like, oh, I work in radiology. I was like, oh, okay. I was trying to decide, like, which kind of doctor. She was like, I work 6 months out of the year. I work 6 months of the year, the other 6 months I travel. And I was like, that sounds amazing.
That does.
So that was, yeah. So So that was kind of where I wanted to go.
I completely understand. And at this time, like your current, let's talk current time, what are you? You have, I assume you've become a doctor.
I became an engineer.
What?
I became an engineer like along the way. Yeah.
I was expecting the answer, yeah, I'm a doctor, but that just took a turn.
Yeah, so the thing with being a doctor, like I was 29 when I graduated, so mm-hmm. I was sitting there like, okay, I can do school for another 12 to 16 years,
mm-hmm.
or I could go live life. And, you know, like a company called me, and they offered me three states to go in. I chose Oregon, and so I chose that route. I am in it's called my title is automation engineer.
Oh, you're an automation engineer, so you basically
deal with
electronics. You mainly deal with electronics and automation.
Yes, I troubleshoot different sets of tools, like throughout
mm-hmm.
the world, like Israel, Ireland, China.
I get that. This, aside from this, like this, this is my work, but background-wise, I am a electronic engineer, so.
Yeah.
I completely understand where you're coming from.
My degree lined up for engineering, so I was like, cool, I'll take it. And that was the reason why I took the job.
Cool. But we can
but it, like,
aside from this, but we'll have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
That's cool. So.
I was on my way back to Texas and finally made it there. I ended up staying with my cousin for like 2 weeks before, like she didn't know her house was being foreclosed.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up having to move the entire house in 24 hours. And I had to go find a place to live.
I see. So you had to find another place to live. And this is before your school started, right?
This was before school started.
Mm-hmm. And then school started, who were you with?
I ended up staying with another cousin for about a year.
And you started a job, or did he just go to school?
I had started two jobs. I worked at a water park, and where else did I work at? I want to say I want to work like at a server somewhere. Yeah, maybe I think I worked at Carino's or something.
You don't have to specify anything.
Yes.
You can just say you worked at a water park
or
a restaurant.
Yeah. I worked at a water park and a restaurant.
Yeah, cool. So you started two jobs and your school. That must have been tough.
It was. Definitely was. Because I ended up getting actually a third job in the bookstore during school just so I wouldn't have, like, a lot of downtime and stuff. Like, in between, I worked at a bookstore. And then I would, you know, I had, like, clubs and stuff like that I was a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also went to tutoring a lot.
I see. So between that time, from you starting school to when you arrived in Texas, was there something that happened, any event that occurred that you remember?
Nah, nothing that really occurred during that time. I was, you know, just scared to even start over because I didn't know if I had the capability to do so. Because
mm-hmm.
at the time, I mean, I was 22, 23, and I felt like, you know, school was already behind me because my classmates were already, they were graduating at the time, the ones I did go to school with. They were graduating college at the time, and then here I was just now starting again.
Mm-hmm. I see. And did you get to meet your mother before you started school?
Oh yeah. My mom, she stayed out there, but she worked nights, so like I wouldn't see her a lot. I see her every once in a
How was your
while.
first meet with your mom after getting back to Texas?
I was happy to see each other. I was really happy to see each other.
Recall
I,
it.
you know, 'cause I, well, I would, yeah, I would barely see my mom, like, 'cause I was in the military for so long, and I probably had seen her like twice in 4 years, and so like me getting out and being to see, you know, being able to see her, like she was really happy to see me. She was really happy that I was back home. I was kind of happy to be home, but at the same time, like I said, I knew I had to find something to do to keep going.
You went to her house or did you meet outside?
We went to go eat somewhere. I can't remember where we ate at or anything, but maybe we ate at a restaurant somewhere, ate, talked, and then she ended up going back home, so she had to go to bed to go to work that night.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I see. Give me a second, one more. If I had another question for you lined up, let me see specifically what that question was. Let's see. I can't quite remember. Did we discuss the book cover?
We did slightly, 'cause I said I wanted to put like a man in like three different stages of like of his life, kind of like with part of his shirt being like the color of my fraternity, part of the shirt like I guess being like military uniform, part of the shirt being I guess like a regular
Oh
shirt or
yeah.
something.
Oh yeah. I had an idea for that because I was
Okay.
thinking about it. I asked our like designers as well. So they were saying that basically the kind of one you want is like, you know, the image of a book in your head and like three horizontal lines crossing the man in the image and with three different set of clothes, right?
Vertical lines, not
Vertical lines.
horizontal. Yes.
So like one like by the shoulder, one
Yeah.
between like by the head and then by the shoulder.
Yes.
That might be possible.
I mean,
But
I'm
then,
also open to like whatever ideas you guys have as
yeah,
well.
because I was thinking maybe like the book cover in three pieces, okay? And personally, like the three change of pace that you want to show was a complete, you know, a person like jumping from one end to the other, than just one person running in all three of them, but in different situations.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I like
He's
that idea.
depicting the kind of clothes that you want on it.
Okay. Yeah, I like that idea.
So but take some time to think on it, okay? So because when we
Okay.
finalize, I'll actually put you through to a strategist as well, so you can talk to him about it. Yeah, we
Okay.
product design the book specialist as well. So eventually they might
Okay.
contact you. If you feel like contacting them, let me know and I'll put you through to them.
Okay.
So
Okay.
I think we have good detail for the first chapter. Anything else you want to add to it?
For the first now, nothing that I can like fully think of.
Because all the school details are going to start in chapter 2.
Right. And so like once you send me like whatever, you know, whatever you guys like write or whatever, I can read over it and then I'll see if I need to add something to it. And if that's the case, I'll put some notes to the side and I'll update you with those notes.
That would be great. Even if you want to add something to the draft that we sent, you can type it in. Just make sure it is in a different color font so we know the changes you made.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Cool.
I can do that as well.
By the way, you said coming back from Virginia to Texas. Are we talking any specific area in Texas so, you know, we can look it up and see?
So I end up going back to Baytown, Texas.
Baytown.
It's Baytown. It's out there. I thought it's Houston.
Baytown, Texas. Let's see. Oh, it's a beautiful place.
It could be. It could be a lot better. But it's
It looks pretty industrial.
It is. So, like, it's a bunch of, Shell Station, Exxon, Mobil, Chevron is there as far as, like, the plants and stuff like that. So, it's, like,
yeah,
really, like,
I see
a
lot of chemical plants, long bridges.
Yeah. And see, that's not what I wanted to
well,
do. Because,
right?
Yes. So, for me, going back was kind of like, I was failing, and then I didn't want to go to the plants because that's kind of what everybody does. And I was like, I don't want to work at the plants. That would have to be like a last resort thing, and because that's what everybody does, and they get stuck there. And I mean, I just didn't want to be there anymore. I didn't want to be in Baytown anymore. The time I didn't want to be in Texas. The time I got ready to leave, I didn't want to be in Texas anymore. I was done with it. But I definitely did not want to do that type of engineering or being an operator because that's just what everybody does and they get stuck.
I see. Yeah, it's because, like, we want to know the area you went to so we can give more detail when the, you know, graph is made, because when you were turning back to your town, you're switching from Virginia. Virginia is pretty different. Where were you specifically in Virginia?
I'll tell you, I was in Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk?
Yes, sir. N-O-R-F-O-L-K.
But
I got to tell you, like,
it's pretty beautiful for my word.
Oh, yeah, it can be. Like, I like going to Virginia Beach and stuff like that. That was pretty cool. But, like, I just, you know, when I got home, it was almost, nothing had still changed in 4 years since I had left. Like, everybody was still doing the same thing, whether they was, like, in jail, out of jail, having more kids, or whatever. Like, nobody left. It was like, it was almost like I hadn't left in 4 years because, like, everything was still the same.
Wow.
Everybody was doing the same. And so I was like, I can't live life like this. It's people there that I know that's still doing the same thing. And here we are almost 10 years later. It's like, I don't know. People just want to spin their wheels, and that's cool for them, but I wanted so much more.
I see. So wait, let me see. Naval Base. Norfolk.
Yes.
Wow, that's a huge base.
It's the biggest naval base in the world.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah. Like, the city is built around the naval base.
Yeah, I can see that. Perfect. So I'll add this to the part of the outline that is Norfolk, Virginia, and Baytown, Texas, right?
Yes, Baytown, Texas.
It just adds more detail and makes it, you know, much more specific to locations and helps the writer understand more.
Okay.
Perfect. So this has been a good session. I will get back to you with a draft by next week, probably in 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Not right now.
Perfect.
At the moment.
Perfect.
I'll wait. I'll wait for the draft to be written up, and then you know, I, like, we'll go from there, and I'll see, what feedback or whatever I can, whatever I have or whatever.
Perfect, perfect. So I'll get back to you with the draft, and we'll talk from there. Have a good weekend,
Okay.
Paul.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too.